Many cities on the West Coast have large Japanese-American populations. Those communities are on edge, awaiting news and updates from loved ones in Japan. From KQED, Kelly Wilkinson reports on the mood in San Francisco's Japantown.
In the hours immediately after the earthquake and tsunami, people in San Francisco's Japantown huddled around televisions, watching Japanese news to learn more about the devastation. Here among noodle shops, Japanese bookstores, and kimono boutiques, people said it was agonizing to wait hours before reaching family and friends.
When I first found out it was midnight about the earthquake, I panicked.
Mari Watanabe works at a bakery in Japan Center. Her parents are in Japan.
We've been waiting, and until right now we just received the news that they're okay. So it's been an up and down feeling.
Even though Japan is one of the most earthquake-prone countries, people watching from this side of the Pacific said the images were surreal. Akohisa grew up in Japan and now lives in San Francisco.
We were born in earthquake countries, and we were really rather well prepared, but it's actually happened, and we just couldn't do anything.
Of course, California is earthquake country too, so the disaster has had particular resonance here. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee offered support and kinship for losses that people still have ahead.
They're not going to find members of their family. They're not going to find a lot of things. We are joining our Japantown members as one whole family to offer our help.
San Francisco is home to one of the oldest Japanese-American communities in the United States. Paul Osaki is head of the Japanese Cultural and Community Center. As with past earthquakes in Japan, the center quickly established local relief efforts. Osaki says the community here is still in shock.
I think people are still waiting to see really the true devastation of this. I mean, thousands are missing right now. And so I think it's going to take time to settle in.
But it's not all somber here. This weekend, the San Francisco Asian American Film Festival continues. Before each screening, organizers tell moviegoers how to donate to relief efforts. And at Japantown's outdoor peace plaza, under blue skies, fluttering red flags, and a tower of pagodas, the Rising Stars Taiko Dojo drumming troupe took to the stage. Taiko Dojo is a powerful, physical drumming performance. After the first song, a young drummer explained the composition was inspired by the force of a tsunami and dedicated to the victims in Japan. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson in San Francisco.
You're listening to NPR News.